You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 25th of May 2022. Later, why BHP shares fell around 10%, the worst performer on the 200, but there's a bit of a technicality there. We'll tell you why in a few moments. But first, to the ongoing fears of a US recession, and that follows data about US home sales down 16.6% last month, and that's a concern because it reflects the worsening consumer sentiment environment. There. For more, I spoke earlier with Clifford Bennett. He is the chief economist at ACY Securities. Clifford, the US reported a fall in new home sales. Why does it say about the economy? Because isn't the rest of it doing okay?
Well, the US economy, everyone's still sort of hopeful about it. And, you know, new home sales did fall 16.6% on the month, but they're down about 25% from their peak. And this is at the same time that prices have been extending upwards. So that's the real concern. The US economy overall is not doing as well as many people think. And the big worry is US consumer confidence, which has already plummeted to GFC style levels. So the US consumer is very cautious at the moment. And we've just seen services indices start to sort of moderate in the United States. And we've seen some manufacturing indices actually fall into negative territory. So there are some real worries about the US economy at this stage.
So with the US Federal Reserve being pretty vocal about the need to lift interest rates to combat inflation, is there a threat that that could tip the US economy into recession?
The US Federal Reserve, really, its first big mistake was it didn't start hiking rates a year ago when inflation first appeared. Now, coming late, it's having to hike interest rates very aggressively and has made it clear that it will chase inflation. So we're going to see massive upswing in interest rates in the United States. That's going to create a lot of mortgage stress and business stress on top of already starting to see softening data and an already weakened US consumer from high food and energy prices, which means really it makes a recession almost probable.
Well, couldn't you argue that central banks around the world have also been late to the party?
It'd be nice to think that every bank's been late to the party, but in fact, several central banks around the world, from Mexico to South Korea to New Zealand, have been raising interest rates for some time. In fact, today, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised rates for the fifth time to 2%, way ahead in their thinking of what's happening in Australia.
So what does this all mean for global growth and, more importantly, for Australia?
The real worry about the US headed towards recession, or at least significant slowdown at the moment, is the other two biggest economies in the world are headed in the same direction as well. Europe, due to the conflict obviously in Ukraine and the impact that's having on consumer and business investment activity. And in China, due to their strict lockdowns, they're at least going to have a touch and go recession there. So the world's three largest economies, if we add the United States in, the three largest economies in the world are going to be slowing down at the same time. And that is not good for a commodity exporting nation like Australia.
Clifford Bennett there from ACY Securities. Now to the Australian share market, which did rise, a 200 up by 0.4%, 7,155. For more, I spoke earlier with Francesco Destratis from Ord Minnett. Francesco, the market's up today. Why?
Yeah, look, the gold miners and banks are stronger today, which is pushing our market higher. We had a mixed lead from the US. Tech stocks were sold off quite heavily, but the Dow Jones finished in the positive territory as well. Non-discretionary consumers are performing quite well today, which is a good indication that, you know, when times may be getting a little bit tough, you know, the grocery sellers are always a haven of safety. Some positives in the gold sector with, you know, inflation increasing and some concerns about, you know, maybe going into recession, that will rise interest, will I suppose spike fears of stagflation. And during times of stagflation, gold prices rise. We saw the gold price rise about 4% over the last week. Probably expect that to go a little bit further as well.
Okay, let's talk about that inflationary environment and interest rates in a bit more detail. Today, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand lifted rates there by 50 basis points to 2%. What's that doing to rate expectations here in Australia, and how is that likely to influence the market?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's changed our expectations of interest rate movements here in Australia. I think we're expecting to be at around about 2% for the cash rate by the end of this year. So most market economists are expecting about 0.4% rise at the next meeting. That'll take us to 0.75%. The New Zealand Central Bank started at a higher base as well. It is messed around a little bit with the currency, with a strengthening of the New Zealand dollar. But I don't think it changes our expectations of interest rates back to a neutral stance by the end of this year.
So given those expectations, where do you see the market opportunities at the moment?
Yeah, look, rising interest rates generally not too good for the equity markets, but it does create some opportunities out there. So we're looking at energy stocks, obviously, with oil prices rising, material stocks as well. But also, looking at rising interest rate market, the financial sector tends to do reasonably well. As also, if we look at what's happening today in the market, the banks are a bit stronger. Banks potentially could increase their margins during a rising interest rate environment. I think it's more important to talk to investors about what stocks to steer clear of. And obviously, the tech sector is getting hit hard. You've got a lot of stocks in that space that are not profitable at the moment and are trying to move into that profitability. So they trade on very large PEs, if not negative PEs. So they tend to get hit the hardest.
And BHP is one of the biggest losers today. Can you run us through why?
Yeah, look, investors are probably a little bit concerned when they see the share price of BHP today, but there's nothing to be too concerned about. The demerger of the oil and gas division and merger with Woodside is happening today. So it's trading ex-dividend, as you say. It is considered to be a dividend, but I think they're classifying it as an ex-bonus day. So technically, the stock is up about 2%, not down about 10%. So I think it's in a good space by demerging the oil and gas division. There's two ways of looking at this. One is that the company is a bit more focused on resources and materials, and there's a bit more focus for them to move to more towards the potash side of their business, which is focused on food production. And merging it with Woodside means that Woodside becomes a much bigger company. So I like the demerger and merger. Others might say that the oil and gas division within BHP acts as a bit of a buffer. So when you have higher oil prices, that it acts as a balancing act for their cost structure on the resources side of things. But either way, the stock's up about 2% technically today.
Francesco De Stratis there from Ord Minnett.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.